KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have mostly clear skies, some fog in the lower-lying areas. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen on the check of the latest area and state news on KJAN. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say an Adams County man was arrested at 5 p.m. Friday on a felony warrant out of Page County. 19-year-old Charles Lee Shadbolt of Nottoway was taken into custody on a warrant for probation violation. Shadbolt was booked into the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $10,000. The newest member of the Iowa Supreme Court put on her late father's official black robe Friday afternoon after she took the oath to serve as a justice on the state's highest court. Susan Christensen of Harlan is the daughter of the late Jerry Larson, who served longer on the court than any other justice in Iowa's history.
Dad swore me in as a young attorney in 1991, the first one in the state that day. He swore me in as a district associate judge in 07. He swore me in as a district court judge in 15. And he passed away in April. Governor Reynolds, I'm so honored to have you swear me in today, but you were actually my second choice.
Christensen accompanied her father to the Supreme Court when he was an attorney, and she was a young girl sitting in the front row eating potato chips as her dad argued a case in front of the justices.
He fiercely loved me, and I never stopped watching him. He continues to be with me in spirit, and I feel his presence around me today. This robe is his.
Five former justices who served with Christensen's father were at Friday's ceremony in the Iowa Supreme Court's hearing room. It's been 8 years since a woman has served on the Iowa Supreme Court.
I've always believed that my gender has nothing to do with my qualifications. It has nothing to do with my experience, nothing to do with my passion, nothing to do with my desire to keep learning. But what I have learned since my appointment is that it sure means a lot to others. And it reflects the diversity of our state.
In August, Governor Reynolds introduced Christensen as her pick for the opening created by the retirement of one of the seven court justices. Since then, Christensen said she's received a ton of email, text, letters, and handwritten notes.
From young women and girls across our state and elsewhere. It is truly humbling. I embraced that challenge. I didn't realize how much other people needed that.
Iowa Supreme Court Chief Justice Mark Cady closed Friday's event by noting the new appearance of the court, since a woman is now one of the seven justices sitting on the bench.
It has new perspectives, and it has a new voice. And as in the past, this will help bring a new understanding, which has always been so important to the development of the law over time.
Two other longtime friends and legal colleagues of Christensen spoke during the ceremony. Christensen invited her grandchildren up to her seat on the bench and let them bang a toy gavel at the end of the event. The Missouri River's fluctuating water levels are keeping crews busy fixing broken sewer lines and filling sinkholes around Council Bluffs. The Army Corps of Engineers believes the river will fluctuate between 23 feet and 28 feet deep over the next week. The agency says as the water rises, upstream dams release water in order to reduce flood risk along the lower Missouri River. Dan Christensen is the sewer department supervisor for Council Bluffs Public Works. He said the river's ebb and flow has created several sinkholes in the city. The issue has been complicated by recent heavy rains and drainage issues. Christensen said city workers and contractors are working as fast as possible to repair the holes, but more sinkhole issues could arise. A traffic stop at around 2:40 a.m. Friday resulted in a pursuit that reached speeds of up to 100 miles per hour. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports deputies tried to stop a 2002 Mitsubishi Eclipse at the intersection of Highway 71 and 235th Street. The vehicle continued south on 71 at a high rate of speed. The chase ended on Montgomery Page Street just west of Highway 71 when the car attempted to travel down a mud road and slid into a ditch. The driver, who was identified as 25-year-old James Robert Castillo of Bedford, tried to flee on foot and ignored deputies' commands to stop. He was taken into custody in an open field south of his vehicle after the Montgomery County K-9 was deployed. Castillo was charged with felony eluding, along with possession of methamphetamine and marijuana with the intent to deliver, possession of drug paraphernalia, and interference with official acts. He was also cited for speeding 100 miles per hour in a 55 zone, driving while suspended, having no insurance, operating a vehicle without registration, fraudulent use of registration, and a stop sign violation. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted by deputies with the Adams and Page County Sheriff's Department, Red Oak Police, the Montgomery County K-9 Unit, and Clarinda EMS. DuPage County Sheriff's Office says a man from Pottawatomie County was arrested at around 8:50 p.m. Thursday on a felony burglary charge. 44-year-old Jason John Wanning of Crescent was arrested at the Essex Golf Course on a Class C felony charge of burglary in the second degree. At the time of his arrest, Wanning was found to be in possession of a 9mm handgun. He was transported to the Page County Jail, where he posted a $10,000 bond and was released pending further court proceedings. The Page County Sheriff's Office was assisted by officers with the Shenandoah Police Department. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County say a man being held in the Pott County Jail on a driving while barred charge now faces an additional charge of possessing contraband in a jail facility. 26-year-old Nathaniel Lee Romick Sleep of Council Bluffs was charged Thursday with a narcotics violation and returned to the custody of jail staff. His bond on the possession charge was set at $5,000. And a traffic stop Thursday afternoon on a pickup in Crescent resulted in the arrest of 49-year-old Joseph Bernard Duffy of Crescent. Duffy was taken into custody for driving while revoked. Elsewhere in state news, Iowa's unemployment rate dropped slightly to 2.5% in August, giving the state the second lowest rate in the country. Iowa Workforce Development reported Friday that the unemployment rate dropped from 2.6% in July and was down from 3% a year ago. Iowa was only behind Hawaii, which has the nation's lowest unemployment rate of 2.1%. The number of unemployed people in Iowa dropped to 42,800 in August, with a total number of working Iowans climbing to 1.64 million. Taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Glenn Ohms, age 86 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Glenn Ohms will be held today at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of the arrangements. Joanne Thompson, age 80 of Atlantic, died September 10th at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life service for Joanne Thompson will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Juanita Lewis, age 92 of Miami, Oklahoma, and formerly of the Adel area, died Tuesday in Oklahoma. Graveside services for Juanita Lewis will be today at 3:45 at the West Lynn Cemetery in rural Linden, with Twig Funeral Home of Panora in charge of arrangements. Evelyn Asbury, age 81 of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. A celebration of life memorial gathering for Evelyn Asbury will be tomorrow from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira, with a scripture service at 3:30 p.m. on Sunday. Mervyn Christensen, age 78 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Mervyn Christensen will be Monday at 2 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Theda Fleece, age 91 of Harlan, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Theda Fleece will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Irma Queck, age 90 of Fontenelle, died Thursday in Johnston. Funeral services for Irma Queck are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.